Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Jim Ostrop back on the show. Jim is one of the outstanding editors over at the Kiplinger Editors, the folks who create the outstanding Kiplinger Letter, the flagship publication that's been around since 1923, third generation of family-owned business there at Kiplinger, and Jim's one of the great folks over there, and he joins us every week to talk to us about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world these days. Jim Ostrop, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back.
Thank
Jim,
you.
The FinReg, the Financial Regulation Bill, the cake is done, but it's not quite, it doesn't have all the icing on it yet, right? I mean, there's still a few things left to do.
Well, that's right. I mean, one, it has to be, you know, signed into law.
Right.
But also, I should say that, so typical, there's a law, and then there are hundreds of regulations that need to be written to put it into effect.
See, that's what's frightening, and this is what a lot of people don't realize. Number one, we have lawmakers, our legislators, members of Congress, who vote on the bill, but most of them don't actually write the bill. They have staffers who write the bill. You and I both know that the many times that when the bill comes up for a vote, they haven't even read the darn thing, and then we all get apoplectic about what's in the thing, but then it passes. And then it goes to the regulators, and they promulgate it, which means that they actually write how you and I are going to have to deal with them.
Exactly.
And that's not even close to, maybe not even be close to what we got apoplectic about at the beginning.
And you don't know. And I'm saying in this case here, major, major legislation.
This is huge. This could be a tipping point for the future of capitalism in America. Is that an overstatement, Jim?
We don't know. It might be. And the thing is, one, we have to wait more than close to 400 regulations need to be written, and then we have to see how it plays out.
And don't forget these people who these regulators who promulgate these rules, they're not elected. ones who are in over there. You know, they're in there, back there with their green eye shades. You know, cranking these things out, and there's nothing we can do about that.
No, unless somebody sues successfully, saying, you know, this or that.
But until that happens, a lot of small business owners could get hurt.
Well, eventually these things work their way through the courts over many years. So,
That's cold comfort for the small business that got put out of business. Talk to us about some of the specific things that are going to be happening. It's going to hit the banking industry. I feel that there's going to be a lot of collateral damage here, Jim. What do you think?
Honestly, nobody knows.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, there are some very large institutions they'll find a way to wind them down in a non-risky manner.
Right.
But still, there will be some that are too big to fail, and the government will have to work with them.
Their primary goal for the FinReg bill is to avoid a 2008 again.
Well, it is. And I'm saying over here, for instance, there will be, particularly for big banks and institutions, higher capital requirements.
Mm-hmm.
It's tightening up on loans, the nature of requirements, the capital requirements and all, on loans to try to reduce very risky loans.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
those companies that have, I think one of the big problems is having a bank having a trading desk that takes big risks and puts it in jeopardy elements of that bank that are also guaranteed by the FDIC.
Isn't that correct.
One of the big things?
It is, and there are restraints going to be put in place that would sort of rein in. I mean, it's that type
of trading. If you're a completely private company with no finance, no government guarantees, then, you know, you can trade, if you fail, you fail.
You fail, right. But over here, when you're talking about banks, essentially, which, you know,
have private customers, and, you know,
have set up trading, there are some new restrictions to try to rein in, you know, that type of risky activity that can take down the whole house.
Right.
And there are restrictions on ultimately how much interest big banks can charge for credit cards.
Yeah. And a bunch of other things, including the too big to fail idea, which is something I'm going to have Jim talk to us about when we come back. How is this going to deal with that? And there actually may be a little bit of good news in this for small businesses. And we'll talk about that when we come back after these messages. Tweetail, stay with us. Atlanta Rhythm Section, folks, bringing us back with our small business anthem. Surely it's a small business anthem. You have to go on and do it or die. That's what you do every day, isn't it, small business owners? I know what you're doing. I know what you've been doing for the last couple of years, especially, and as we've come through these tough times. And I want you to know that's one of the things I admire about you is the fact that you do it or die. And that's what makes America great. So keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. And Jim Ostroff is proud of you, too. Jim's associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And, Jim, I know you're proud of all of those great small business owners out there who are toughing it out there in the marketplace.
Most certainly.
One of the things that we're talking about, folks, we're talking about the Kiplinger letter. And, by the way, that's Kiplinger.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And also the publications, including the Kiplinger letter, the one that Jim and I work off of every week. That's the weekly flagship. And then, of course, you have the two biweeklies, the tax letter and the agriculture letter. And then you got a magazine, too, don't you?
Well, there's Kiplinger Personal Finance Magazine.
So check that out. And the phone number, Jim, you got toll-free?
It's toll-free number, 800-544-0155.
And I worked hard to get a 30-day free trial out of them. So ask them for that free trial when you subscribe. Jim, too big to fail. That's something that's been kicked around a lot. As it turns out, some companies were too big to fail, some companies weren't too big to fail. Bear Stearns and Lehman were not too big to fail, but AIG apparently was too big to fail. What do you think?
Yeah, well, and that really was a very subjective call, and the decisions in those will be debated for many years. I got to say, some say that letting Lehman and Bear, particularly Lehman, go, just pushed everything over the edge.
Yeah.
But over here now, with this new financial regulatory legislation that will be law soon, you might say there still will be companies that the government will say are too big to fail because they would create, if their failure would create too much damage for the economy.
Right.
But, yeah, it's sort of left open on that. But
mm-hmm.
for many others, sort of the predisposition here will be to have the government do things to allow them to be wound down in a relatively safe manner.
Mm-hmm.
They understand. So you might say the predisposition is to let them fail. And, you know, as we were talking about a little bit here before, there are various powers being given the Treasury Department to act in concert with these companies that are judged to be suddenly risky, to try to shore them up, and if not, wind them down.
Isn't this going to... One of the things I was concerned about on this FinReg bill, because I'm not worried about Wall Street. Wall Street can take care of itself, but I was worried about independent community banks, the small banks, because they are so important to small businesses.
Well, you know,
and so this new FinReg is actually going to hover above them a little. It's not going to hurt them as much, is it?
That is correct. And the thing is, they are not required to have the same sort of capital requirements, reserves that big banks have, which is good because those that percentage requirement could be very onerous for them and really clog up the pipeline.
Right.
But I mean, there's another aspect of this law that will sort of affect community banks, and that is that, you know, there will be caps on the fees that big banks can charge merchants for credit card mm-hmm. transactions. Now, excuse me, small companies will be exempt from that, but the concern is that, you know, if you have, and I'm just picking a Bank One or a Bank of America
mm-hmm.
that, you know, effectively has to reduce its interest rate,
right.
That a community bank is, well, we need to be competitive, and so
right.
de facto, we must do that.
It might have effectively. Well, that's not that big of a deal, though. And another thing, Jim, that you point out here in the letter is also that there may be the opportunity. This may be getting over into the consumer protection part, but what about the part about allowing banks to pay interest on business accounts, business checking accounts?
Right. Well, they will be. And
see, this goes back to the 30s where they abolished
because
businesses were concerned that hop around from one bank to the other to get the best deal, and they basically abolished interest rates on business accounts, you know, 70, 80 years ago. Now they're going to make it possible?
Yes, and that's the point. The U.S. again will permit banks to offer interest on business checking accounts.
Hmm.
So,
and is this is all part of the same FinReg bill, right?
It is.
Is it part of the consumer protection element, or is it over in the banking side?
It's on the banking side.
Yeah,
and you know, so the feeling is that businesses should, like individuals should have the right to earn interest on money.
There are a lot of small businesses out there. This is actually good news,
right?
There are a lot of small businesses out there that don't have the owners don't make a lot of money,
right.
they don't have a lot of extra cash, but they wash a lot of money through that operating account.
They do, are they
going to get paid on compensating balance? Is that how it's going to be done?
I believe that is it.
See, that could be that could, Jim, that could wind up. I mean, I know a lot of small business owners who have a few million dollars who wash through their account every year, but they don't make a lot of money because
right.
margins are tight and they're reinvesting into their account, into their business. This could be a nice little bump
nice
for them.
Little thing, they'll get some interest on that money.
Yeah.
Exactly. How?
When is that going to start? By the way, Jim.
You know, within a year after an accident.
Right. That could be good. Hold on to that thought, Jim. Ostroff is going to be back with us right after these messages. A few more things as we wrap up the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.